Abby.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this room.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hello and Emoke blessings to our listeners. Today we are releasing a little sneak peek of our January Patreon exclusive episode where we sit and watch the movie Ghost together while we talk about the movie and other things. So if you're interested in hearing the entire conversation, after you listen to this clip, go on over to patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot and you can hear the whole conversation for as little as $3 a month and get a bunch of awesome other things like our stickers and early episode access. So in advance, thanks for coming to Sit a Spell.
What did we call this? Wait, that was Witches Walking Tarot. We need to go for a walk in the future. So you're in the
witch is watching.
Witch is watching Tara. Yeah, we're
the ghost.
We're gonna watch Ghost.
I love that.
And you're gonna watch us watch Ghost,
and we're gonna talk about it while we watch
yes.
it. I'm so excited. I love this movie so much. Patrick was so nice.
Dirty Dancing was my favorite Patrick Swayze
movie. Dude, Patrick Swayze with fucking, what's his name, Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live.
Oh my gosh, dancing.
Because I'm pretty sure Patrick Swayze was a dancer, right? Before he became an actor. Oh my god, have you seen Roadhouse?
Not my favorite Patrick Swayze
movie. Really? I watched it for the first time last year, and because it was on like written by a woman. I can totally tell. And it's supposed to take place in like a couple, like just like 30-45 minutes from here.
Oh, Roadhouse?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't. Is it on Hulu? I thought it was on Hulu or HBO.
Ghost?
Yeah.
I already looked. Now HBO I don't have out here, I don't think. The HBO isn't hooked up out here, is it? Yeah. Yeah, we only have HBO in our bedroom because my buddy gives us her HBO access, and for some reason
you can't remember the password. Oh, it
wouldn't load out here or something.
Right.
Ghost. Like, I like the movie Ghost, but my thing is, as a kid, I had a crush on the bad guy, and he was such a piece of shit.
I didn't hear it until you said it. Now I'm like, dang. I'm going to listen to his voice because he's Tarzan. I didn't know he was Tarzan. And like, Tarzan kind of hot.
Like, well, he's in this one episode of like Tales from the Crypt.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, he is a good jackass. He really is. He's a great bad guy. Don't get me wrong. But like, I don't know. I don't dislike this movie at all. It's just not, as far as Patrick Swayze films go, though, like Dirty Dancing, I've seen way more than this. I've seen Ghost a whole lot. Like, don't get me wrong. I know most all of this movie, but
it's not even a happy ending. How can it? I mean, who is a happy ending who goes to heaven? Fuck that! Like,
that is a happy ending. Low key, never been up to Demi Moore fan.
I really liked her in G.I. Jane. I love G.I. Jane. But also, like, I got a thing from, like, women like that, you know? Yeah, they just got their fucking, like, so maybe that's my problem. But, like,
I think that a very, very young Demi Moore in, like, I think, like, okay, so St. Elmo's Fire, I'm pretty sure she's in, and I'm pretty sure that is, like, low-key where I'm like, I don't care about Demi Moore.
Well, thanks a lot, Amber, because now I'm transitioning out the wrong guy. Like, I'm trying to, like, get a little look and be like, does he have a... I don't know.
Yes, he does.
It's kind of
like,
dark.
He is superior to Patrick Swayze, whether anybody likes it or not.
You really think so?
in the appearance category.
I'll have to get a closer look at him. It was really dark.
He's also actually a really good actor.
I mean, I didn't know, dude. Just close your eyes and hear Tarzan's voice. I don't know.
I just mean like Patrick Swayze. Yes, we are still here.
$2,000 a month for anything. So previously when Amber and I talked about Ghost, we talked about the cinematography. And I think that this and scene? The scene, the one that I talked about, these are just, oh, it's beautiful.
This may be the most sexual scene I've ever seen up at this point in my life when I first saw it. Because, like, as an adult, I'm just watching it, and I wish I had just bought it instead of renting it so I could rewind. Because, like, that is so, like, very
phallic.
The way both of their hands. And
I never saw it until you mentioned it like that. I just saw it as romance.
I never saw
it. Oh, that's boiling over. I'm so sorry. Oh, you want me to pause this?
No, you're good. I've seen it.
And just the way her hands glide up and down his back, it's romantic as shit, dude. Even though I'm not a big fan of Demi Moore myself. But, like... So I have a question for you. Like, to kind of clarify what it is. So let's say a house is haunted. By a ghost. Ghost is like, I'm gonna go on the walk. Do you think that ghost can walk up and down the street and then come back like a normal person? Or do you think that's not his style? I think a ghost can walk up and down the street like a normal person. I think they are on this plane as a whole. Not all of them, but some of them are on this plane as a whole and can come and go as they please in certain areas. So a ghost wants to walk up and down the street and then come back home. I absolutely think that's possible. I don't think ghosts who haunt houses are always in the house. I think they can come and go. Do I think they know they can? Some of them do, some of them don't. Do I think all of them can? No, I think some of them are stuck in certain places.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But not all of them.
I agree with that. But I think it's the knowing. Well, I think it's part of the knowing, like the look on my face is I'm trying to determine because of what I just said, I'm trying to determine, like, do I think that all hauntings where they're like stuck in the house, do I think all of them don't know they're dead?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's my look, because when I, like, the way I phrased what I said, that would lead one to believe that I think that, and I don't think that. So I'm trying to make sense of my beliefs, like, in that regard, because
do you, or not to ask another question, I guess I should say, like, for example, mediums or people who are sensitive can easily call upon a spirit while having a conversation with a loved one, okay? They're calling that spirit to them to have that conversation. So surely they're leaving where they were to come in here too, right? They're moving from one place to another. Or do you think the medium's reaching out and going to this?
Again, that's where the knowing comes in. I really think that the knowing on the spirit end has a lot to do with it. Like, even just the knowledge of their situation, that they are no longer living from. I think that has a lot to do with it, because do I think that they could just go in beckons? Probably.
It'd be confused as fuck, like, how the fuck am I here?
Right. And do I think that the medium could, like, literally grab someone and pull them and leave them, like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
I do think a powerful medium could. But I think, like, how well they travel, how well they understand what's going on, all of that has to do with how much they understand of their own situation.
So that leads me into the question. Witches, ghosts. Do you think that we or witches, spirits, are a lot more in tune, so they have a lot more knowledge, which makes them more?
They have, yes, but like the process of death itself, it depends on how you handle them. You know what I mean? Like, you can know everything on this side, you know, but if you never come to terms with the fact that you've died, how can your spirit use any of that to its advantage? Does that make sense? Like, I'm not sure if I'm phrasing it right.
Well, and I think that's the point in, that's one of the points in the craft and learning and growing and studying is so that you can use it.
You have to. Witches who have gotten beyond the ego deaths, because there are many deaths. If you've been able to accept all of those ego deaths and you no longer have to experience the death of the ego at the same time as the death of the body, I think you have a lot better chance of having like that, you know, that end goal you're talking about. Because I don't think a lot of people get into the craft with that much thought process. I think most people get into, no judgment. I think most people get into the craft from the mindset that they want to control the things that they have here and now.
I get that.
And if you look at TikTok and everywhere else that witches seem to communicate in mass, seem to be most people's mentality. It does suck.
Because I do think part of, okay, I don't know if it's done yet or not, but, and that does suck because I feel like part of the craft and studying and doing all this is absolutely because we're reaching that enlightenment. We're striving to teach others as we age and become a crone or a sage. We want to teach the younger generation. That's what, there's a reason older generation was respected and looked up to for centuries and still to this day, you know what I mean? But also we want that spiritual enlightenment as well. If we want to look at it, like an example would be like Buddhism and Nirvana. We want to reach that level of enlightenment into the afterlife so that either we can not come back and do another soul contract on earth, because no thank you, or we can make the conscious decision and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that, and then hate it. Like, you know, I hope I'm making sense.
That makes so much sense as to, because like, I believe that people with souls can do bad things, but I don't believe in evil souls.
When we have, like we're supposed to, the chaos and the and darkness and the love and the light, because that's what we're all supposed to have.
Yeah.
People, let me see if I can put this into words. People do bad things for their own reasons, okay? Maybe yes. Maybe not. The best example I could think of is I killed someone let's use a vigilante as an example, okay? I killed someone because they killed my daughter, so I killed them. Choice they made, but you have that love and that light. That's not someone who's just like, I killed that person because I wanted to.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right, okay. Exactly. Yes, I hope I'm making
yes,
sense.
Yes, you are. Okay. No, that's like exactly like, because people do bad things all the time with the thought of good that they can do from
but
this,
right?
But
there are some people that do bad for bad.
Exactly. And I can believe that they even have a soul. And maybe this is my own personal thing, I can't wrap my head around an evil soul. I can wrap my hand around a person with a soul who's doing evil, bad things. Mm-hmm.